Jesus blinds some people with his truth, and others he enlightens. To some he gives light, to others darkness. Why is that? Well, it's because we will not receive the truth of Jesus Christ because of our own arrogance. We think we know the way to God. We think we know what is right. We think our way is right. We think we know God. We think we understand the universe. We think we understand where people came from, where the world came from. We think we understand all things. And in our arrogance, we simply will not receive the light of Jesus Christ. And so that gospel becomes darkness to us because we will not receive the light. Listen to what Jesus said. John, the 9th chapter, the 39th verse. And Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into the world, that they which see not might see, and they which see might be made blind." And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto them, "Are we blind also?" Jesus said unto them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now that you say, 'We see,' therefore your sin remains." You see, part of faith, surrendering ourselves to God, to the truth of Jesus Christ, and receiving the words from Him that pass human understanding, and being humble enough to say, "I accept that which I do not understand, because it comes from Jesus Christ." And we humble ourselves before God and simply say, "You're God. I am not. I receive forgiveness through Jesus Christ, and I'm living in that light, even though my human understanding may not understand it. I know that I can see the truth in Jesus Christ." But if we walk in our own understanding of everything and try to figure everything out according to this world, we will walk in darkness. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I receive your word in Jesus Christ. I receive your word in the scriptures, and though I may not understand everything, I receive this truth. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, and he can. I'm a sinner saved by his grace. I trust in every word he says. I believe in his resurrection. I believe that he sits in heaven today as preparing a place for me, that where he is, I may be also. I live by this, I will die by that, and I know that I will be received into his kingdom forever. In Jesus' name, amen.